This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Hey guys, how are you? Thanks for having me.
So good to have you on board this afternoon.
We've already given you a bit of a name, Taylor, because, you know, you're out here killing it, being the highest streamed country music artist of last year. So, Clay, what's the name you've given her?
I said the Queen of Streams, but when I said it, it sounded weird.
I like it. I think it's a compliment.
It works.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I'm so embarrassed. Hey, no, but congratulations on that. So good to see you. Top of the charts there. And, just can't wait to be playing more of your music here on AAA as well. We know, and we were listening to Dicko rave about you last week. Tell us about what it's like to have someone, like, you are your own worst critic, but to have someone managing you like Dicko, and he was the ultimate bad man back on Idol. What's it like working with him?
Dicko is amazing, seriously, and he is as honest as he was on television as he is to me.
That's good.
But in a really good way. Like, him and I talk every single day on the phone, and it gets to a point where I see Dicko ringing me and I'm like, oh God, do we have to talk now? But yeah, like, we have a great, great working relationship, and, you know, he's 100% in my corner. And a little fun fact, he actually came out of retirement for me.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we love to hear it.
How good's that?
See, yeah, really cool.
We hear this sweet sort of stuff, and, like, he gave us the story about being naked downstairs voting for Shannon Noll back in the day because he felt bad about ripping him a new one on the show. And then you hear about him coming out of retirement for you. He does actually sound like a sweet fella.
No, he's a great guy. I'm super lucky, and he's really in my corner. And to be honest, I'm extremely passionate about my music and what I do, and I love being able to create and share, I guess, stories with people. But he's is equally, if not more, than me, which is really, really cool to find with an inner manager.
Totally. Give us the rundown. You've pulled over on the side of the road. You're on the way to a gig tonight. Whereabouts are you headed?
Oh, I'm just doing a little gig in Noosa while I'm at home, and then tomorrow I fly out to Melbourne and I'm recording my next single.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Are you using AC/DC studio again, or is that...
No, that was a long time ago. No, I used the M Squared boys in Melbourne, Michael Painter and Michael DeLorenzis, and, super keen. I'm actually tracking two singles, and we've got all three ready to go this year, written, ready to go.
Oh, congratulations. That's going to be awesome. We can't wait to be sharing it here. And I'm glad you cleared things up. We were all sort of wondering for a very long time, but we then saw on your Instagram your photo with Ian Moss, and... We were talking about it, and in the photo you've gone, no, we aren't related.
Well, fun fact, I actually went up to him and I was like, hey, mate, I'm Taylor Moss, I'm your daughter. And he goes, how old are you?
I think that'd be the second time that's happened to Cole Chisel.
So I was, yeah, he goes, you almost had me. And I was like, nah, look, we're not related, but we could pretend we are.
Oh, too good.
I love that. And, yeah, like we were saying, you absolutely killed it last year with your streams. I checked it out. You're, like, just on Spotify alone, you're sitting at over 2 million.
2 mil?
Yeah, just for one track.
Holy schmow.
It's crazy. I think I got 3 mil on Spotify and 1.5 mil on Apple Music. So 4.5 million streams in 12 months.
Congratulations.
It blows my mind, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, everyone's loving Ain't No Girly Girl, but you did also just drop a new track, which is Get It Girl. We've been giving that one a spin constantly here.
And we will be playing it as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your next project that you're working on, is there anything you can give us the whispers on, or is it all a bit shh at the moment?
Yeah, 100%. I love spilling the tea. Basically, it's called What Am I Gonna Do? Yeah. And it's basically a song about, I literally called my mum, bawling my eyes out, crying. I was like, Mum, what am I gonna do? But it's a, how would I explain this tune? It's like a When It Rains, It Pours / One Too Many Luke Combs vibe. So it's a honky-tonk country tune and saying, what am I gonna do? Well, what am I going to do? I'm probably just going to have a drink.
Yeah.
We can all relate to that moment in life, I feel.
So that's all I'm going to say. And I can promise you, when you hear this song, every single lyric is true, and you're going to listen and go, oh, wow, did that actually happen? Yeah, it did.
Top notch. Well, there's a reason why you're on top as far as streams goes. We won't say anything. We won't give you a cliche name, that's for sure. But there is a reason. Cannot wait to hear your new stuff. And here's the newest track, Get It Girl. Taylor Moss, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Feel that show.
You're my therapist, my stone cold realist. You know everything and see through all my madness. So you're all of my family politics, the ins and outs of my toxic relationships. You never judge, it's never too much for you. And it's got me thinking, maybe my boyfriend's alcoholic, fun and lonely nights. And maybe my girlfriend's are my soulmates. Yeah, we ride or die, cause you get it, girl.
Podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Cut it.